This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with attorney Randy Zellin, a trial attorney and professor of law at Cornell Law School. Randy, I want to talk about Jared Bright again. This is a case that doesn't make a ton of sense to me yet as far as who is in custody. Jared, of course, the Microsoft executive who was murdered, the person who actually did pull the trigger, coming forward, pleading guilty, and ready to spill the beans on exactly what happened. The person also who's been arrested in connection with the murder of Jared Bright again is the now husband of Jared's ex-wife, who they were having a bit of a custody dispute going on, and then suddenly Jared's dead. And the new husband of the ex-wife is arrested for murder. The wife, the ex-wife, however, still completely free. I guess I'm surprised that she has not been taken into custody as of yet, unless this is all happening in some sort of vacuum where she knew nothing about it, and it was like a, hey, surprise, honey, guess what I did for you today? Oh, did you buy me flowers? You washed the car? No, I killed your ex-husband. I kind of doubt that's how it went. Anything is possible. Randy, what are your thoughts?
I really think it boils down simply to the state doesn't have enough evidence to charge this woman. That's my alarm for you. They don't have enough evidence at this moment to charge, and I don't believe that they want to weaken the strength of the case that they have against the new husband. They may not want to run into privilege issues, the spousal privilege, and they may simply be, and I hate to say this, but listen, I do this every single day. It would not surprise me in the least if strategically they're just torturing this woman, torturing the new husband, and seeing if either one of them or both of them makes a mistake that now strengthens the case against the wife. Because right now it really is a matter of, okay, she's in there as a common link, and law enforcement really did a terrific job connecting the dots, getting the killer connected to the decedent through the new husband, who was the landlord of the shooter. So I think it's simply a matter of, we're not worried about the statute of limitations right now. We've already got the shooter on Team America cooperating. We're going to have a field day on the new husband. Maybe the new husband flips on the wife. Maybe they have a jailhouse conversation, which is admissible. Maybe the wife can't deal with the pressure anymore. Maybe they never charge her. But I do believe it's simply a matter of strategy. Let's just wait. There's no need to rush.
Yeah, I mean, as we're looking at it right now, I mean, is there, I suppose there is, no matter what, a possibility that she had no idea that her husband was going to do this? I mean, could this have possibly been a, hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day. I got rid of your ex-husband that you had all those troubles with. Happy, you know, or, you know, that's a hard one to believe, though, that she wouldn't have had some sort of knowledge of what was going on. Maybe she didn't order it, the hit. Maybe she, you know, there was talk of it and then he just went and did it. How, speak to how the husband and wife and not having to testify against each other, how that works if we were talking about something of that nature where she did have some sort of knowledge maybe after the fact, or if there was knowledge before the fact, how that changes things.
The spousal privilege is a tricky one. It's been often likened to pillow talk. In other words, it's the end of the day, end of the night, I'm in bed with my wife and we're talking. And we talk about things that we expect are going to be kept in confidence and not leave the bedroom. And that is merely by virtue of the nature of our relationship, the same way There's a physician-patient relationship. There are things I'm going to say to my doctor that I'm not going to say to anyone else, which my doctor needs to know to treat me. And I trust that the doctor won't give me up. Same thing with a lawyer. Same thing with a preacher. Well, there's a similar privilege where we want to encourage spouses to be able to speak candidly and freely and have that level of trust. Now, is it going to extend to the commission of a crime? Well, you wouldn't get that protection if you told a lawyer what you were planning on doing. You're protected in terms of what you've done, but you're not protected in terms of what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So depending upon the nature of the conversation, there may not be any protection anyway. But I think the larger issue is law enforcement is like, listen, we don't need to rush this thing. This is basically right now a good bottle of red wine. Mm-hmm. And we're going to let it sit and we're going to let it get some air. And we'll just see what happens. We'll give it some time.
Do you think the wife, though, is a flight risk at this point? Or do you think they're keeping a very close eye on her movements as of now?
Oh, I would imagine they're keeping a very close eye on her movements. They're keeping a close eye on where she goes, what she does, who she's with. I would definitely think that if I were her and I truly did have some culpability, I might be doing computer searches looking for countries with no extradition.
Mm-hmm. And that would be something that might raise an eyebrow or two if they're...
just slightly, yeah. What countries don't have extradition? Google?
And they're just kind of waiting, as you're saying, let's see if they can incriminate themselves a little bit more. Maybe got away with it at the beginning, but sometimes the incriminating evidence comes after the actual crime was taken place.
Oftentimes what gets us into trouble is not what we do. It's what we do afterwards.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Randy Zellin, the trial attorney, professor of law at Cornell Law School. Thank you so much for your insights. We always love having you on and appreciate that so much. If you want to weigh in on this case or any case that we're following for you, call 888-554-5537. Easier to remember as 888-5-KILLER. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd love to hear your voice. We may use it on a future episode of the show. My name's Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.